Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I mean, the strategies of those who have these agendas is moving so fast and so quickly. And it's just like, okay, the plan's already there. It's just the question is the timing. You know, when is the appropriate time? Okay, we're going to lose this appointment Friday night, midnight.
Right.
You know, so it won't hit the press until Monday. Press mess. And but just all these things are just, it's amazing. And I just saw, I don't even know if I want to even show it on the VFN Torch or not, because it was just so disappointing. But I guess, I don't know who hired them. It was probably the, I don't know, they hired HBO to produce a little commercial, and it was on about celebrating the 40-year anniversary of Roe versus Wade.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, celebrating it. And the thing about it is they were very honest in how they celebrated it, which is kind of, it's horrific, but yet it's refreshing when people are honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it was this guy sitting here with a drink, and he's, and a Bible, I think. Wasn't a Bible laying on the coffee table?
I wasn't sure. I wasn't
it looks like
sure.
A Bible, like a black Bible with gold lettering on the rim. And he is smooth talking the camera, but it's like a girl, a woman or something. And he's talking about, well, we finally got what we wanted, and this is just so wonderful, and you know, we're celebrating 40 years since we've been together, and whatever, all this kind of stuff is kind of, you know, romantic or seducing type lingo. Is he's drinking a drink from a drink, a sort of like a mystery theater or something, that kind of setting with a fireplace in the background, and all of a sudden it ends with celebrating a 40 years of, in other words, he was saying that we can have all the unprotected sex we want to because we can kill our babies.
Yeah.
That's what was being said, but it was being said in a seducing, celebratory, you know, and I wish somebody could blow that up and see, but I think it, not blow it up. I'm not talking about bombs. I'm talking about blow up the image and look, because I believe that was a Bible sitting there with a rose that he was using to seduce the woman, and a drink. And they just had, matter of fact, they just, the CBN News just reported that binge drinking now is just rampant amongst women. And it's like 1 in 7 with women, but it's 1 in 5 with college age women. And one of the things that happen with those incidents is unintended pregnancy, because they're knocked out, I guess, or whatever, or drunk. Mm-hmm. And this guy's got a drink. He's talking about killing her child, and he's talking about having sex with her.
Oh,
you know, without using those words, like, oh my goodness, is this for real? You know, somebody brought it to my attention, and I was just shocked that, but the thing about it, you know, hey, that's the most honest thing I heard about what's really going on, because he's saying the reason why we can do this and I'm yours is because no child will be ours. Because every child that we produce in our relationships will be ended because of Roe versus Wade 40 years ago.
Wow.
You know, I don't know if you saw it. I know that John saw it.
No.
And I just didn't know whether, you know, it's just, I mean, picture, that's pretty much it. Isn't it, John? Did I miss anything?
Yeah,
that?
No, it's really disgraceful.
It's, I mean, very it's just, disgraceful.
It's really, it's disgraceful, because at the whole, you don't even know what he's talking about until the very end where they flash the anniversary, but he's seducing a woman. He's trying to be some sort of a Mac, you know what I mean? And he's saying all these things, and it's like, man, this is so off, so in your face, you know? It's just so in your face.
It's disgraceful, but don't, isn't it honest?
Oh, it definitely.
I mean, how many people have been lying about it? Like, it's just about my, you know, if I, this is, it's really
right.
About. It's like everything else except for the fact. It's like, I just want to have unrestrained sexual relationships with as many people as I can, and have no children,
right?
I mean, to me, that's what
it's exactly what
it's evil. It's evil, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like the woman who was testifying before Congress, that's what she was really saying,
right?
Because I mean, you wouldn't need that paid for if you weren't involved before you got married. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right.
And so it's just amazing. It's like, oh my goodness. You know, we're being turned over. You know, if you haven't yet gone to VFN TV and watched, you know, Is America Under God's Judgment? You need to listen to it. There's three phases of God's judgment, of a nation being turned over.
Mm-hmm.
And there's three distinct phases. You know, this happens, and therefore then God turns us over to something. And then this next, if we don't repent then, and that's what God's goal is to that maybe the pain of our choices will cause us to repent and turn back to him. But then the second situation, if we do it, then he turns us over to a deeper sin. He just looses us. It turns us over to ourselves and all the stuff and things. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we don't repent, and that's his goal, if we don't turn back to him, then he turns us over again.
Wow.
And if you listen to this, you need to listen to it, because it's going to make such sense to your heart and your spirit. And you're going to look around, and if you have any difficulty about praying and what to pray for, you will know. You will know, because and you can draw your own conclusion from once you weigh all the evidence out. But the conclusion based on the word of God that America is under God's judgment. I'm not talking about, you know, eternal judgment. I'm not talking about wrath, but I'm talking about, you know, judgment. Every day people go before a bench and they get judged over a situation. And if you're not calling for Jesus at the bench of the judge, it's not going to go well with you, because the only reason we don't get the penalty is because of Jesus. It's not because of anything good or bad that we've done. And so we're all made equal at the cross.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he made the two one. So I want to encourage you that these are huge things. And so much darkness has been made normal in everyday life. So much no's have been made yeses. So many yeses have been made no's. And good has been made bad, and bad has made good. And then you can actually buy into this.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, that's called deception. And then we start walking with those who once we said, that's wrong. And now we just join in. And then what happens is we go through the same wide road of destruction personally. We end up in a place that we don't want to end up eternally.
Mm.
And so it's amazing. But I want to encourage you in the context of that, you know, men and all the things that Satan and all of his crew is doing, that God's more powerful than all that. But the kicker is the church has to get back to God. And break free from all of the things that has her held down, that has her justifying her complacency, that has her saying, well, it's not that bad. Like, you know, it's not going to be dealt with at the throne of God, at the judgment seat of Christ. Or like watching church instead of being the church, and beginning to read the Gospels, understanding that you are the church. If you're a believer, those words are written to you. It's not written to who you may call your pastor or apostle or prophet or teacher. It's to them too, but it's to you individually. It's not some sort of holistic word that somehow, you know, because someone else is so good that you're following, that your badness is going to average out. No, everybody has to go to the cross. All the word applies to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to encourage you now, this side of history, that you listen to these words and go to the Gospels of, and that's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The word gospel means good news. And if you read that and begin to meditate, not just read it, but abide on it. And if you want to find out how to abide, go to iabide.org. We have a plan for you, a free plan. You can request it there, but you can begin to abide just on these four books. I mean, just say, God, I just want to soak in your words. And you'll find out that your whole perspective, things will clear up. It's not as confusing as religion has made it out to be and as darkness has made it out to be. It's not that complicated. And and the truth of God's word and his gospels, the gospel of God is his gospel of Jesus Christ, is the fact that it brings us to the cross. It brings us, it drives us to the reality that we need a savior, and it keeps us there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. That's not bad. Somebody says, I think I should be beyond this bound. No, never beyond grace, never beyond mercy, never beyond the need for what Jesus did on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
If you think it, God reminds you of it. You know, I don't want to talk anything about Chris right now, but.
Go ahead.
No. Seriously, though, that if we just, you know, set that aside and think, you know, why aren't I better than this? Why haven't I done better? It's like, well, you're never going to be better. The only good is God. And goodness that's in us is God. And we have to relate to that. And listen, God's cool with that. He knew it before he even gave his son and before Jesus walked the face of this earth. You know, he said, while we were yet evil, while we were yet sinners, he died for us.
Mm-hmm.
And understand, he's already aware of that equation, so he knows what's going on, and he knows our weakness. But yet, when we do rely on him and stay at the cross and stay focused on him and allow his spirit and what his finished work on the cross, and that's what we're totally depending on, not our own works, then he empowers us to obey Jesus' words in the gospel. And it's amazing, but you can't take credit for it, because you know that any moment he could pull the rug out from under you and you would just crumble, because the only good in me is God. And what I'm doing, God is empowering me to do it because I'm trusting him in what he says and what he's done on the cross, the finished work. He said, it is finished. And that's a powerful thing. This gospel, you know, sometimes that word kind of in our generation kind of really loses things. That means good news. Right. There's good news. God had good news for us, mm-hmm. that he gave a son. He gave a son for us. He loves you so much. He loves us so much that he gave his son for us. And his son walked out what we couldn't walk out. He stayed loyal to the Father, to God, where we didn't stay loyal to him. He didn't sin. We did sin. And because he lived this sinless life and obeyed the Father because of that, and he went to the cross, and he said, you know, I don't really want to, if you can take this cup from me, Father, please do. But nevertheless, not my will, but your will. He just submitted even to the point of being crucified on the cross for you. Mm-hmm. And the Father crucified his son for you. I mean, how could you not say you're loved? I mean, that's huge. Yeah. God, yeah. Who's holding everything together, who puts all the stars in space, names them, names the hairs on your head, gives them individual numbers, that knows whether a bird's falling from the sky and tells it when to fall. All these different things. He's in love with you so much that he could have done anything, but he wanted to have a relationship with you, a relationship that was authentic, that was your life being shared with his life. And not only that, that when you do walk this life, that you have it for eternity with him. He wanted relationship. He wanted family. And that's awesome. He could have just, you know, made us robots. He could have just said, this is how it is. Mm-hmm. But instead he gave us free will. And choice. So understand your choice. And understand that in the context of it, that we have to make a choice. So, you know, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, that when he was put on the cross and he died for all the sin of the world that ever was or will be was put on him at that point, that it was dealt with. And then he was put into a grave for 3 days. And at that point, while his body was dead, he went down into hell and took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. Mm-hmm. I mean, like the scripture we were talking about yesterday, that the jealous love is even more demanding than the grave. He said, I'm going to go down and I'm going to get the keys to death, hell, and the grave. He loves you so much that he went through all of that to go down and take them keys, that he couldn't take the keys until he paid the price for us. And then Father raised him from the dead on the third day. And now he sits at the right hand of the Father talking about you all the time, making intercession for you, explaining you. You know, God already understood the question, but He already understood the answer, but it was the question you have to understand. You couldn't, you know, sin? What does that really mean? What is that, you know? But Jesus came down and walked in a way that he could empathize with our weaknesses and was tempted in every way yet without sin. So now he sits at the right hand of the Father explaining us. Well, let me explain.
It's a little complicated.
You got about five. It's going to take about 15, 20 minutes. This is John. Oh, God's going,
don't take a whole lot longer than that.
Well, those are your sessions, you know. 15 sessions. Yeah. Over a period of time. No, seriously. That's encouraging, right?
Yeah.
And they both loved you so much that they set this thing up so he could understand this sin thing. You know, why would you want to separate yourself from the one that's giving you air and that loves you and that designed you for a relationship, that wanted to stroll with you every day in the garden? Hey, how's your day? You rule down here and I'll rule up there. This is going to be a great relationship. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden they disobeyed. They went for the tree of knowledge of good and evil, ate the fruit, and the relationship was broke. Mm-hmm. But we came back through Jesus Christ. Listen, gross darkness is happening on the earth, but listen, that means a light is brighter in darkness. It's time for us to go back to the basics and look at what Jesus said. I think about that, I forget his name, PTL.
Jim Baker.
Jim Baker. Yeah. Yeah, when Jim Baker went to prison or jail for the drop the charges, so it was obviously a wrong charges. But in that time, he just focused on the words of Jesus. He just focused on those words and just meditated on them. I mean, and his whole life was transformed. His ministry was transformed. And not only that, that he had like, was it 33 words or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Key prophetic words. And 32 of them have come to pass since then. Mm. And the 33rd has not, but they're getting ready, obviously, to do it, because they said they found one of the words is there was nuclear waste or material in Armageddon, the valley of Kedron Valley or something in Israel. And it's like, oh my goodness, you know, Lord, help us to get back to the basics. This is what he's going to say in the last days when he's coming to judge the church. He says that about the church of Ephesus. He said, you know, yeah, you were doing so good. Everything was going so great. You're doing a great work and everything, but you know, I got this against you. Mm. You left me. You left me for religion. You left me for your works. You left me for your ideas and your philosophies and tradition. You left me, your first love, remember? Remember how I went down to hell?
Mm.
I paid the price for you. I loved you so much and loved the Father so much that I went through all of that for you, and I snatched the keys of death, hell, and the grave. You left me. And he says, listen, you need to repent. Because if you don't repent, it's not going to be what the American gospel says it's going to be. It's going to be internal separation from the Lord. Let me encourage you. Let's just go back to our first love. Let's turn back to God. Let's hover and meditate and soak and abide in the gospels. If you don't have an abiding, how to do that, we've got a simple plan for you at iabide.org. Go there. You can request your simple plan today, and it will help you focus on the gospels of Jesus Christ. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.